Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're talking innovation from UNR with Myrtle Gottem and Jim Sackerman. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Andrew McKay, John Sandy IV, and Mindy Elliott with Ray Hager. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking innovation here with two great guests from UNR. Myrtle Gottem is University Vice President for Research and Innovation, and Jim Sackerman is Director of the University's Innovation Center in downtown Reno, which I got in trouble because I thought it was misspelled, and in fact it's not.
No, it's NEV.
What is the Innovation Center, and why did you want to be a part of it?
So Myrtle got me to join the Innovation Center. I'm an ex-Silicon Valley guy. And I've actually run some businesses in Nevada. I think we have great opportunities in Nevada. We've got a facility. I think we've got 15 companies in there now. It's a fairly new facility. We're going to do great things. We're going to bring industry to Nevada, and I'm really excited about it.
In what way? What are the 15 companies that are in there now doing? Are they startups? Are they ongoing companies?
They're generally mostly startups. We have some local industry that's using some of our facilities. We have a machine shop. We have a 3D modeling center. But for example, we've got a company that came out of the university developing a new way to make orthotics. And we're going to develop that internally, and then we'll spin the company out. And hopefully you'll become a part of the ecosystem of Northern Nevada.
Now, does UNR get a piece of the action if this company spins off and starts making money?
I'll let Myrtle answer that.
All right.
Well, so this whole innovation center is really, really an embodiment of everything that this university is committed to do. Making people's lives better in the 21st century land-grant institution traditions. We are investing in our faculty, we're investing in infrastructure, and the goal is to get the industry on board. To answer your question, yes, we help small businesses. There'll be an equity if you invest resources in it, and we can hold equity, and that goes back to the community again. So yes, We provide mentoring, we provide access to resources, and a resource like Jim Sackerman doesn't happen every day. And
because?
Here's an example. A Silicon Valley guy, going back to the 90s, the heyday of Silicon Valley, moves to Reno decides he's going to work for us. Just because he likes this place, he's committed to making a difference, and he loves working with startups. And that combination, and he's committed. He's committed to the same goals that we are committed to. You know, this providing infrastructure on campus with his expertise of Ellen Purpose, who is the Assistant VP for Enterprise and Innovation, the new Nevada Center for Applied Research, which was formed with the support from Governor's Office of Economic Development through the Knowledge Fund, and we're very grateful for that. That has opened up this university to the industry and in helping create that innovation ecosystem, you know, where one person depends on the other person, not necessarily depends, can count on the other person. And they can count on the Incline Village investors, who can then count on Jim Sackerman, and companies can count on the university. This is what the ecosystem is all about, from start to finish.
And this is really not a new idea. This is something that's been around for quite a long time, of trying to combine investors with the university and moving things forward. But it seems to have accelerated in the last couple of years, perhaps part of the Tesla effect. I know Switch is involved in helping funding this project. But isn't a good part of it timing and cost? And when I say cost, I mean the cost of trying to live in the Bay Area and in Silicon Valley is so out of control. I was reading today that a lot of startups are moving to Arizona just because they can't afford to be in Silicon Valley. So is this Reno's opportunity to really expand and become the next Silicon Valley?
You know, things happen when somebody says, I did this all on my own. That really doesn't happen like that. There's a thing called chance, there's a thing called opportunity, and above all, there's a thing called seizing the moment. And we have the leadership on campus, President Johnson, and we have leadership in the Innovation Center, we have leadership in the Office of Enterprise and Innovation, there's this leadership in the city, in the governor's office, working towards a common goal. Doesn't happen every day. I think everybody sees the moment. There are other places who have the same opportunity and may not seize the moment. And there aren't too many places in this country where everybody's pulling the wagon in the same direction. So it's a right time, but it's everybody seizing the opportunity and working together. That's made the difference.
And I would agree with that. And it just seems that this Northern Nevada area is on fire with so much opportunity that it's almost like whatever business you want to bring in, if it's developed properly, it can explode here.
Yeah, but the thing that we have to remember is we don't really have a culture yet of entrepreneurism. We don't have a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of startups. And so I think what we need to do, and specifically at the Innovation Center, is seed that culture, get that culture started so that kids, when they're growing up, they know about it. They know what their parents are doing. They know what their friends are doing. They're excited about it. They're excited about growing new businesses, and specifically at the university, growing technology businesses where we can really assist these companies to create real science that turns into real commercializable technology.
Okay, let me follow up on this right after we take a break.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is sponsored by Valley Electric Association, Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance, custom home design, we have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Hi, Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Myrtle Gautam and Jim Sackerman, both from UNR. I wanted to pick up on what Jim was saying here at the end of the last segment, which is about, you know, building the entrepreneurial skills in people. And I've maintained for a long time that one of the things that are lacking, it seems to me, in our society, for the most part, is curiosity. And curiosity and entrepreneurship seem to almost go hand in hand. Can you teach that? Is that something viable? Because entrepreneurship requires taking great risk. It's not something, I think if most people who are in business today would be honest, they would tell you if they knew what they were going to have to go through to remain in business, they would have never gotten into business. They'd have gotten a job.
But the same people will never quit now because they love it so much.
Right.
Nothing comes easy. So to Jim's point of starting with students at a very young age and letting them think, exposing them to the world beyond a classroom setting of 50 minutes, getting some creativity, innovation in pedagogy is so critical.
In pedagogy?
In teaching okay. Skills.
We're not all here with our dictionaries.
Yeah, you heard of soccer moms.
Right.
What happened to startup dads and startup moms? Where are the startup moms? Why are we not creating that? It's because that culture that Jim is talking about needs to be put in place where kids know very early that they can do this along with studying all the fundamentals in school and doing well in school and learning about the possibilities. And creation of the startup mom and the startup dad helps
okay,
the students.
But don't you have to get into the schools at a much earlier age?
And I actually think that's key. And sort of Myrtle and I have been making a bit of a push to sort of figure out what we need to do at the K-12 level to get these kids a little more excited. You know, we take our best and our brightest and we move them into the sciences, right? Or we move them into sort of languages. But we need to show them that there's actually a path for them. Like a number of entrepreneurs, through engineering, through technology. You know, we need these kids to be doing robotics in class. We need these kids to really be working with their hands and creating things. Because when you create something, you make it happen, then you know you can create something and go out and sell it. And that's where that entrepreneurial spirit comes from.
Now, do you run into the millennial roadblock that so many others talk about?
In terms of
the attitudes of a lot of millennials, which is that they expect things to be handed to them, they're not thinking outside of the box. They're not.
Every culture, every age has that group of people, but you know we're looking for the people that you know want to create things, want to make things, and they'll make it happen. I'm not worried about that roadblock.
And actually, you know the students in colleges today and who graduate, they're far more open in where they want to work compared to what my group was back in the 80s when I got out of college. Wanted to work for one company and go to Detroit or go to Washington, Seattle, and that's it. Now I think they have options available to them, and they're sticking to them.
Well, and not only that, but I mean, let's face it. I mean, all of the talk over the last few years has been that nobody's going to be in one career for their whole life. They're going to work for five or six companies at minimum.
But exactly. You know, there was this wonderful report by the National Academy of Sciences, Research Universities and Future of America. And they talked about how new knowledge and technological innovations are critical to economic growth. And creation of jobs and wealth in the region is where the universities play a major role in the drivers of innovation ecosystems in our region. And as, you know, the enabling of innovation, as the AMP, the Advanced Manufacturing Partnership, said, creation of enabling innovation, capturing the talent pipeline very early, and improving the business climate. I mean, those things you would think are no-brainers, but, you know, it's come to think of it.
But now we've got a ton of major companies that have moved to Northern Nevada, tech companies, and they all seem, whether they are prepared to put money into it, or not, they all seem to want to come to the university and have the university help facilitate the kind of people that they need in their businesses.
Absolutely. We have opened up our laboratory infrastructure, our physical infrastructure, our intellectual assets everybody knows about. Our physical infrastructure, the labs, are now being used by some of the biggest names, and let's not go into those names right now. These big companies which have come into the region.
Well, we can talk about them, the Teslas, the Switches,
yeah,
the Panasonics.
They're coming there, Microsoft. And they're using those facilities, and startup companies are using those facilities.
Yeah, plus, you know, for example, we have a biotech startup company wants to start a new company, and we convinced them, why not do it in Northern Nevada? We'll give you a wet lab. We'll set you up. You know, we'll make it happen for you here. And bringing in those sorts of folks from outside, that's what's going to seed this infrastructure that we need to have. To grow.
And that's where we have to leave it for today. But please come back, you guys. Your enthusiasm is infectious. We appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%
of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Social Security benefits applications now take an average of 365 days. Most will be denied at least once.
Tired of waiting? Time to talk to the right people. David Allen and Associates, successfully helping disabled people for over 30 years. I'm David Allen.
Northern Nevada and Northern California's number one area rug cleaning facility is now Evergreen Carpet Care. Our four-step process begins with thoroughly removing all dirt, dust, and lint. Then your rug is expertly and delicately cleaned in our rug washing pool. After the cleaning process, we rinse your rug in our special centrifuge. Then your rug is hung to dry. Evergreen Carpet Care makes it easy with free pickup and delivery of your area rugs.
For expert rug cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
You wouldn't go to Whispering Vine to whine.
I've had such a bad day.
So why on earth would you take gold, silver, or rare coins to anyone other than the professionals at Northern Nevada Coin? With stores in Reno, Carson City, and Minden, they pay the most for your unwanted gold jewelry, gold or silver bullion, or collection of rare coins. For the best in wine, go to Whispering Vine. And for all your rare coin and gold needs, go to Northern Nevada Coin.
Wow, that's great.
Now that's the kind of wine we like.
Over half of all Social Security disability benefits applications are denied twice.
Denied, denied, denied. Time to talk to the right people. David Allen and Associates, successfully helping disabled people for over 30 years. I'm David Allen.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to our lively pundit panel today. Let me go around the table and introduce them. First, we have Andrew McKay, the executive director of the Nevada Franchise Auto Dealers. Welcome to you, Andrew. Then we have Mendy Elliott, the managing partner of Capital Partners.
Good morning.
And last but not least, John Sandy, the fourth of Argentum Partners. Welcome to
Thanks, Ray.
To everybody.
Right
you
here.
Know, when I first saw you this morning, Andrew, I asked you, hey, have you heard anything about that special session? And what I was talking about is the expected special session of the legislature to approve a tax deal for to build the Oakland Raiders stadium in Las Vegas. There's been a lot of talk about that we're going to have a special session, but you're more. I thought you would be in the know. And what do you know? Or do you think one is coming?
I'm far from being in the know, Ray. In fact, as I told you, I said I assumed it would have occurred at this point. I think there's a really good chance that it will occur. Frankly, I think it's a good idea. It not only is going to benefit Las Vegas, but it's going to benefit the entire state because that stadium is going to be utilized more than just eight NFL regular season home games a year. It could be a game changer.
Okay, now Mendy, Michael Roberson sent an email that he thinks that the stadium issue should be tied to an expansion of the Las Vegas Visitors Convention Authority. Do you think that might be the only way, especially to get Democratic support for this stadium deal for taxes?
I think that they were up in the north. They came up in the north, as everyone knows, several representatives, and they're making a commitment to the entire state, not just the south. And I think that in order to include Republicans and Democrats across the entire state, the LVCVA expansion, whether or not that's a part and parcel, I'm sure it's being negotiated. But I agree with Andrew. I think it's an incredible opportunity for the state to bring the Raiders. All the northern properties think it's a great idea. They're going to bring their high rollers. It seems like it's a win-win. We just have to figure out what that right number is that everyone will buy off on as far as the abatements and
okay.
support.
John, you know quite a lot about football. As a former Stanford football player, Rose Bowl. You went to the Rose Bowl. But the thing about this stadium deal is that it takes money. The tax source is the room tax money. Right. And that room tax money is already being used for education purposes. And are you fearful that if this goes through, that money that would be going to education would be siphoned off for a stadium, which some people think that Sheldon Adelson and the Raiders should pay for by themselves?
So to just disclose, I've been working on this deal actually on behalf of the Las Vegas Sands. So we could do an entire show on this topic, and it's probably deserving of an entire show. But to answer the question that you asked, yes, there is a portion of the room tax dollars that goes towards education, and those are well-spent funds. That's the reason why right now the Southern Nevada Tourism Infrastructure Committee, along with the developers and the Raiders and everybody's, you know, negotiating this deal to increase the room tax. They're looking for, the number is fluctuating, but essentially what it would mean is about $1 per room night more for every room night in Las Vegas, essentially, not all of Clark County, but in the Las Vegas Valley. Mindful that education is being funded in part by that, they don't want to touch that money. It's not going to be siphoned off. It's going to be looking for an increase. And that's why those conversations are having, why the deal's structured such that it is.
Okay, Andrew, The Raiders are an NFL team. They have the cash. Sheldon Adelson is one of the richest men in the world. Why don't they just pony up and build this stadium and leave the taxpayers out of it?
Well, I mean, to say that they're not ponying up, I don't think is accurate. They're putting a lot of money into this thing.
Or did they get paid back?
Well,
the plan.
Correct. I mean, the reality is I think the number right now, and again, John, correct me if I'm wrong, you know, they're pegging it at $750 million. You ain't going to build an NFL stadium for that amount, over twice that. The reality is it is the norm, not the exception, that you have public financing of some sort of all stadium projects because of the fact that it generally benefits the greater good. Look at what Aces Ballpark has done. That is despite, you know, the fact that it opened the recession and development around it has been slow going, it's been a net positive for this city. I I subscribe to that, and I think as it relates to this, that it's worth the investment.
And I think it's also worth looking at from a different perspective, too, because this is going to be a public facility. And it's not every day that the public can find investors to help fund a public facility. You know, you mentioned the convention center expansion. We're looking at raising room tax to fund that 100% of public dollars for a convention center that, you know, arguably benefits the gamers in the gaming corridor, not necessarily every resident of Las Vegas Valley. On the other hand, we're talking about a public facility that's going to not only be for the Raiders for 8 games out of the year, but for UNLV. The UNLV is going to have a wonderful new stadium, bringing in concerts, NFR Finals Rodeo potentially. You know, there's a lot of other events that are going to be hosted that investors are actually willing to put their money into this, and they're taking a risk with that money. If they don't fill the stadium, the investors don't get the return that they're looking for.
Okay, Mendy, one of the caveats for Reno is that the Raiders have mentioned that the Raiders might move their training camp to Reno if they move the team to Las Vegas.
Correct. What a great opportunity. They're looking at UNR. They're looking at all these various facilities around here, what land is available. And just so we're straight, the RSCVA, the funding that is raised by the room tax in Northern Nevada, 100% of that goes towards the RSCVA. We do not fund any education facilities, programs, projects from RSCVA room tax. So there seems to be this misnomer that the function, the financial structure of both entities are the same, and they're not. It's a little different.
Okay, we got great discussion, folks. We've got
You need to do a show.
We'll be right back after this to finish up with Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is sponsored by Valley Electric Association, Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
When you're thinking of hiring a personal injury attorney,
you don't want to have to hire someone that flies in from Vegas.
We live here. You can meet with us today. Call us.
Let us fight for you.
Visit our website at mynews4.com.
Cash you need when you need it. Cash to pay the unexpected when you least expect it. Title Max. Cash is what you get. Visit TitleMax.com. Go on, find out how much you can get, whether it's $1, $5, or $10,000. At Title Max, all credit accepted, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, a vehicle. 2, a title. 3, an ID. Title Max. It's easy, and you'll say,
I got my title back with Title Max.
I got my title back with Title Max.
I'm Angela Bulentini. If you've been injured in the Carson City area, a local attorney is your best choice.
Whether it's dealing with the repair of your vehicle or settling your claim with the insurance company, a local attorney is your best choice.
We know the law. We get results.
On our next